Sharp's superiors considered him a natural military leader, with a magnetic personality that made men want to follow him. He had a balding head, sad eyes, and a droopy mustache that gave him the look more of a city preacher than a combat commander. He was a learned man. In the breast pocket of his uniform coat, he kept always a small, well-thumbed book of verses by his favorite poets, which he routinely read to his men. They never objected to his recitals. In Kingston, George Sharp had found a life worth fighting for. In later years, he penned a lengthy newspaper article on the history of the town he so loved. That history traced back to 1614, when explorers set up a trading post in the area. By 1653, as many as 70 Dutch men and women became the first settlers scattered about what was called the Esopus Tract, named for the Esopus Indians the settlers began to drive out. Roving Indian bands launched savage reprisal raids until 1655, when an uneasy truce prevailed for the next 3 years. In 1661, Peter Stuyvesant, the Director General of New Amsterdam, had selected a square mile-shaped site for a village on high ground, enclosed with earthworks, and named Wiltwyck. It was renamed Kingston in 1669, perhaps after Kingston-upon-Thames in England. The farmers, tradesmen, and merchants who built stone homes in Kingston, many of them connected to one another by tunnels, were prudent and frugal people, rarely ostentatious, and practically all deeply religious. The Dutch among them, a strong cultural influence for the town, loved to dance and held regular socials at De Wall's Ballroom. General George Washington passed through during the Revolutionary War, enjoying himself at a party at the Benjamin Bogardus Tavern. Kingston became the first capital of New York after independence was declared, with the state Senate organizing there on September 10, 1777, in Abraham Van Gosbeek's modest stone house. A month later, the state legislators fled when British soldiers arrived and burned down most of the town's buildings, along with its important granaries. The soldiers spared the old beer house, however, so they could enjoy the brew.